Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
back to Capital Forum. Today is April 3rd, 2011, and you're listening to Capital Forum on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and AM and FMs throughout the country. And actually, to address the question James had earlier, one of the things we can do is put up micro-FM stations. A lot of people are not very good at sales, and literally we're trying to do a sales job on people. When you think about it, they've been programmed, manipulated, and controlled by the mainstream media for so long. Sometimes when you try to introduce new information, they do have a little bit of a kickback. So a good way to introduce them to the information is a gradual effect, and you can do that simply by turning them on to RBN, give them a business card. But one of the preferred methods that I like is to put up a micro FM station, and Castle Broadcasting Systems banners on RBN Live, or RBN's website, so please check that out. Last night, the owner of that and I were playing around with some directional antennas and getting tremendous results of reaching distant cities with a very low-power FM microtransmitter mounted up high with a directional antenna. So I'm sure in the future they can speak towards that, Rodney can. And that's just a way to gradually introduce them to the information instead of clubbing them over a head or hitting them over a head with a club. Make it more gradual. Give them a CD. Give them one of your favorite shows on RBN, whether it's Chapman on Stack Miller's show on Tuesdays or what have you. Just gradually introduce the information to them and introduce them to the nationalist movement down in Texas and then explain why that's happening. And any comments on that, Daniel?
Well, it's definitely about spreading the word. And, you know, down here we're in a situation where we've got, back in April of 2009, there was a poll conducted by Research 2000 over whether people believe that Texas would be better off as an independent nation. And it was a pretty strong showing. It was 48% of Republicans, 40% of independents, and 15% of Democrats believe that Texas would be better off as an independent nation. So, you know, we're dealing with that, and you put that hand-in-hand with the Zogby poll that showed that about 48-49% of the active-duty military believe that a state has a right to secede. A lot of what you have to do is go out there and engage people on the level where they need to be engaged. And you would not, you just would be amazed at the different ways that that takes place. I'll give you three things that have been extremely effective for us in reaching out, because we want to go out and we want to reach all those people. You know, that roughly equates to about 6 million people here in Texas. So, you know, we want to go out and we want to reach out to all those people, and we want to let them know that we're here.
That I can pump my reservoirs with spring water, which is extremely hard. It's off the charts. So,
I think we have another show coming through or something.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Well, we'll keep on moving. So, go ahead, start over from that, because you're
okay,
in whatever that was.
Three mechanisms that have been extremely successful for us. Number one has been establishment of a web presence, which is kind of a no-brainer in the 21st century. You have to have that ability for people to connect online.
All right, Doug. Why don't we start over after the break? Because we got a three-minute break. Our hours are laid out where the top of the hour has a heavy break activity. So we'll stop here, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. And everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors, because that's what keeps RBN on the air.
It has amused itself to death.
Amused itself to death.
It's the
July with Rich Stendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the...
Let me see... The land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands.
Sweet Liberty Lee, and you're listening to Capital Forum on RepublicBroadcasting.org. And we, once again, the word liberty just brings from liberate. We want to liberate our people once again in this fine union and actually restore the union we once had. And it's going to be a tall order, but we had a conversation during a break that the people just don't have patience anymore. And that's, I think, actually, Daniel, I think a lot of that springs forth because we used to be an agricultural country. You have to have patience when you deal with growing food. And if you don't do it right, you don't live. Nowadays, people are domesticated. They live in a city, and they think they can get anything they want anytime they want it. And that's largely true, and that's I think that's shown in people's thought patterns. If they don't get it instantly, well, they just move on to the next thing because they're distracted.
Hey, Tom, this is Ken. I had a question. You know, I ran for state representative and lost, you know, on paper, but we did some things right and we did some things wrong. But I think the question I'm trying to get to is on this movement in Texas. You know, what steps can we go through to make sure that they don't lose? You know, I'll give you an example. I think we won in Missouri in my district. I think we had the votes and so forth. You know, so we did our job with getting the numbers. you know, to the polls and so forth, but the votes didn't come out for some reason. And I'd hate to see the same kind of thing happen down in Texas. You know, when I'm getting, you know, when you get to the voting booth is where it really counts. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit. I think, Tom, you know what I'm talking about.
So I think what you're saying in your case, I think the voting machines were actually manipulated where they changed the vote, because there were certain cases where even where you and Louise voted, you received zero votes. So there was obviously voter fraud involved.
Exactly. Dan, for example, in Stewartsville, I had signs all through that town, you know, and I went door to door, and I think that's a good approach, is going door to door.
Right.
But yet when the votes came in, I got zero, and then somehow the state got involved and made sort of an anonymous phone calls and did a poll, and I got 92% or something like that based on the state's poll.
Wow.
of people that actually voted.
Interesting.
And yet, you know, but I couldn't fight it because it would cost another $15,000 or $20,000, you know, to do it. So I guess what I'm getting at is down in Texas, how do you secede? Is that a process of voting or whatever? And then let's say you get all these numbers of people together and they're really behind it and everything, but yet when the votes are counted, you lost. You know, I'd hate to see them make that mistake again.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't anticipate a loss if the vote is conducted fairly, and that's part of you know, what we do as an organization is there are some steps that have to be put into place before there is a vote. You know, we have to answer some fundamental questions such as who should be able to vote. Mm-hmm. We know that it is not beyond the federal government's. It's not something that is vacant from their bag of tricks to bus people in. I mean, we did a rally back in August of 2009, and OFA, you know, which used to be Organizing for Obama, but now is Organizing for America, and MoveOn.org bust a bunch of counter protesters in. So we know they're perfectly capable of doing that. So we have to ensure that the vote is fair, and that it can be independently verified. And that's two of the things that we're working on ahead of the referendum. You know, we floated a piece of referendum legislation to the legislature during this legislative window. And for the listeners out there who don't understand, most state legislatures meet year round, but Texas is a little bit different. We've been so distrustful of government for so long that our legislature only meets for 140 days every other year. So there's a very specific window of time when we can get things done, and it's pretty difficult between sessions to get it done because the governor would have to call a special session, and I got my own problems with Rick Perry, but that's another story. But, you know, the thing that we are pushing for right now, in addition to the referendum, is this ability to make sure that whatever vote is transpires, we actually have Texans that vote in it, and that the votes can actually be independently verified. Those are two things, and even if we get the vote, and we don't have those, or I should say when we get the vote, if we don't have those, then there can be no guarantee of its reliability. Now, I will tell you this, and this is a cautionary tale for those out there who may want to manipulate this vote. When the people of Texas go to the polls and vote, it's not going to be a by the skin of the teeth kind of thing. The margins are going to be very broad when the vote is conducted. And if the people of Texas show up in droves like I know they will and vote like I know they will, if that vote turns out any differently than the way these people voted, and I cannot be responsible for what these people do, because they will react badly, and they will smell out the manipulation. So
might have a second Alamo event, is what you're saying.
I'm going to tell you that it could get ugly, and I don't want it to be that way. We want to engage in the peaceful legislative process to get this vote, but the people of Texas can smell a rat, and we've smelled them out from time to time. And the one thing that people in Texas do not like is when you manipulate their vote. That's why there's so much backlash in Texas against the electronic voting machines. Down here in the city where I live right outside of Beaumont, Texas, they had a massive brouhaha over the drawing of the ballot order for a school board race, and it was bloody and it was brutal just over drawing for ballot position. So, you know, this is the way the people in Texas are. If you mess with their vote, they are not going to be happy.
You know, we saw a similar thing here in Missouri, and once again, this is largely due to micro FM broadcasting. We had a situation where they passed a bill, or working to pass a bill, to put meters on our water wells, and when Missourians found out about that, largely through some people in Missouri that had some micro FM stations, we had some massive meetings throughout the state, and we actually had some of these state legislators trying to pass this at our meetings, and they were nearly tarred and feathered. So I think the message was loud and clear. If we didn't get our way on this, there was going to be hell to pay. And once again, it kind of reflects what you're saying. And Daniel, we have people coming and going on Sunday mornings all the time, so I want to make sure you get your information out so people that know who you are and how to get a hold of you and your website, please.
Sure thing. We can be reached on our website at texasnationalist.com. Or for those who have a phobia of websites, we can be reached toll-free at 800-662-1836.
Repeat that number one more time.
It's 800-662-1836.
1836. And we have a caller, Mike, in Maryland. Mike, what do you have for us this morning? And it might take a second to pull Mike's.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of frustrated here, and I hope you folks there can help me out. Last week somebody called. It may have been the person with Castle Broadcasting, or I'm not sure, but I want to buy a FM micro station. I went to the website. His contact page on his website doesn't work. It doesn't go through.
Okay.
His email address, soderberg@nb.net, doesn't work. It bounces back. It does not accept me. So let me explain my situation. I hope you give me a minute to do it.
Sure.
Republic Broadcasting has got the best talk radio, hands down, including this show and virtually everything on there. There's no fat, there's no waste, and like John Stettmuller so astutely said, it's about solutions, and you guys offer solutions. I don't have a lot of money, but the guy said he's got some sale on a system, so I cannot contact the guy.
Okay.
If I can't, I'll either give up or I'll try to find an alternate micro broadcasting system, but he had some kind of sale.
Yeah, man.
So I cannot contact the gentleman.
I'll
like
sure
to give you my phone number, my email address,
okay,
offline,
okay,
so he can contact me, and because he doesn't make it easy to contact him. I'm going to sell one of my AK-47s to buy his system, and I don't emails are a clumsy way to contact people, especially when you're buying something, because generally you're going to have follow-up questions and ask them, you know, okay, if this, if that, and whatever. So I go to bed early, and I wake up early, and so I want to buy the system because
okay,
I want to help spread the word.
Yeah, and I think we had some other people had the same situation last
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, so he doesn't make it easy.
Okay,
I want to give you my email address, my phone number. Give it to him because you contact the gentleman with the company, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll definitely get it forward to him. But I think the more important thing, though, Mike, is we need to make it easier for everybody because we don't want to have a block, a roadblock for people wanting to take advantage of the system. So we need to work on that on his end.
Well, yeah, and like I say, if it's too much trouble for him or he can't do it or whatever, then I'll go somewhere else, or I'll just give up trying to do it. Like I say, I don't have a lot of money. I'm
going
to sell one of my AK-47s to pay for it. I'm going to go to a gun show, probably sell it or something like that. So I'll give you my email address.
Well,
I'll
Mike,
you
maybe you could
number.
Even do some bartering. Who knows? You know, you might do a better trade with a barter to him directly.
Yeah,
well,
sell you an AK-47.
So if I could give offline, you know,
right.
I mean off air.
All right.
I'll give you my phone number and I'll give you my email address.
All right, will do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that input because that's good information because we had on his website, he had tons of hits and we were wondering what was going on there. So we need to make sure that that's resolved. So go ahead and give that to our board op, Fred, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy.
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 Welcome back to Crazy Capital Forum. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we appreciate Mike and Marilyn alerting us to the fact that Castle Broadcasting System's website may have had issues last week, and hopefully that's been resolved. And hopefully they can take some action. I don't know if they can maybe have a dedicated phone number or something with an answer machine or something. I'm not sure what can be done there, but I'm sure I'll advise Rodney towards that because he had tons of traffic last week. And if you were trying to get in on his offer last week, please try to call back or email back to him or call us directly here. And by the way, all this information, all this contact information is in all the descriptions on all the shows for the archives of this show. And that's both on republicbroadcasting.org's website, and it's also on theflopside.com, and you go to Capital Forum link, and you can on that page, you can actually click and listen to any of our shows. You can actually access the archives via backdoor. I don't know if I should say that on the air, but it's true. You can listen to the archives of all of our shows for free if you go through theflopside.com, hit Capital Forum, and you can have access to the show. But more importantly, almost all the information we talk about on the show, pertinent websites, URLs, or contact information, are part of that description. So that's a valuable resource if you're trying to find out anything, as in Mike and Marilyn's case. So you can always contact one of the show hosts, and we can get a hold of Rodney at Castle Broadcasting and make sure you're satisfied with your needs. So
I want to say something to Rodney. Rodney, if you're listening to us right now, or listen to the broadcast and archives or whatever case, if you could repeat that deal which you offered to our listeners last Sunday, would be great. So you offered, I believe, with the Micro FM station set up for $350. And yep. If you could repeat that deal to our listeners, that would be great. And I'm sure some people will have a desire, you know, to buy those systems.
Exactly. Because he had tons of traffic, and he had quite a few respondents. But based on the traffic and the amount of time spent there, we kind of thought there was something going on there. So that's good feedback on that. And actually, speaking of which, we have Rodney calling in right now. So Rodney, I assume you've been listening in on this. So what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, I've heard it. First, an update on last week's offer. I had three people successfully contact me. Interested in my offer. None of them pulled the trigger by midnight, but I didn't have a dedicated buy it now link. I fixed that. I sent that link to those three people. At least one told me he was happy to send me a money order. So I'm waiting on that. I extended the offer to him. And actually, I extended the offer to all three of them without any time limit. But so far, no direct sales. So the contact page does work. I can't say it's foolproof, but this is the first I've heard. And Sergey, I'll do that. And what I'll do is anybody that uses the secure contact form, I will reply with the PayPal button that they can get it for the $350, or they can tell me they'll save me the PayPal fee and send me a money order. And but this time I'm going to limit it to five because I'm going to Greg Evenson's Patriot Field of Dreams, and I don't want to go empty-handed, so I need to save a few to take there. I know I'm going to run into a lot of people who may very well want to take one home. So have sure. I covered it all, Tom?
I believe so, and we have Mike's contact information. We'll forward Mike's contact with that gentleman that was having issues with your secure form. So, there's glitches in everything, so hopefully those glitches are just demons that were present last Sunday, and they're not persistent. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe Rodney, maybe in the future you could have a number just going to a answer machine or something. Is that an option in the future or not?
Well, it's always an option in the future once someone contacts me, and I do get personal, once I'm contacted, and if I feel comfortable, I'll send back my phone number, and of course the contact form allows anybody, to send me their phone number, and I can return their call.
Another option, Rodney, is maybe have a dedicated email account. That way, when you get spam for giving it out over the air, you can still filter through it, and it won't affect your other email. So maybe that's something you can consider in the future as well.
Yeah, I'll work on it. I've been a terrible burden on my webmaster. Every time I turn around, I'm asking him to do something else, and he's not charging me anything. This is a shoestring operation. If anybody's got the idea that I'm putting my kids through college on this, they've got it all wrong. I'm not putting food on my table. I'm taking food off of my table to do this. So.
And once again, get the offer out, Rodney, and then we're going to get back to the topic. So get the offer out before the break.
Oh.
Go ahead and give the offer out.
Secure contact form. I'll reply with the details on how to take advantage of it by midnight tonight, and I'm going to be hard and fast on it this time and limit it to five.
So that was a plug-and-play FM microtransmitter, power supply, everything. You plug in the wall, you plug in your source, and you're on the air.
That's correct.
For $350, you can't beat that, folks.
Are you happy, Sergey?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to Cattle Forum, and you're listening to Tradio on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. And if you have any livestock to trade or whatever, we're willing to do some trading on this end. And Daniel, as the song says, nobody's going to take us alive, and nobody's going to stop you from getting out your information. So about a half hour ago, you started to give us three items that you wanted to give out, and then after that, Sergey's got a question for you. So over to you, Daniel.
Sure. You know, the question, and I believe it was, maybe it was James that had the question about what specifically could be done and, you know, in other states and how to get that word out. And for this particular instance, what we're doing here, if someone wanted to start their organization and say, look, I'm going to set up a insert name of state here, nationalist movement or independence organization, whatever you want to call it, then the first thing you need to do is establish an online presence, because you got to have some kind of focal point for that, and that could be, that's a website, that's a, you know, engaging all the social networking tools that are available to you, because frankly the other side is going to use them against us, and so we might as well use them in our favor. But the other thing is, you know, while you can establish that online presence and it becomes a focal point to use the third wave of technology here in the 21st century to communicate rapidly, the other side of this is, and the next thing that people need to do is they need to engage in some guerrilla-style marketing. I hate to call it marketing, but that's in essence what it is. It's going out there and being an informational guerrilla. You've now got your core group of, however many people together, and now you've got to go out and you've got to show people that you are there. And, that's been effective. We just this week launched our first billboard on Interstate 10 right outside of Houston, where it's literally going to be seen by millions of people. And it was very inexpensive. It was a phenomenal opportunity for us. But, the guerrilla style gets down to anything. It can be stickers with your message, but it has to be consistent. You have to be consistent on the idea of independence or secession for your state. And it has to be very straightforward, very simple, because that's how people will come to it. They're going to see it. They'll say, this is what I've been looking for. But the bottom line is, whether it's online or guerrilla-style signs or whatever it is, the bottom line is, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it always gets down to people. People want to see that other people are engaging in this and have no fear. There is a fear wall that has been erected by the powers that be that makes people afraid to even explore, a lot of times, this whole concept of independence. So you've got to break down the fear wall, and you break down the fear wall by showing that you have no fear and that other people don't as well. So to do that, you have to do something that cannot be replaced by technology. It cannot be replaced by phones or faxes or the internet or forums or Facebook or any of those things. You have to get together. The people that believe this way have to believe in it so much that they are willing to come together face-to-face and in person. I will tell you, one of the most effective tools that we have had in getting this word out and gaining the interest of people is, in the Texas Nationalist Movement, we have a t-shirt that we all wear with the Texas Nationalist Movement logo on it, Texas Independence on the front, Sam Houston's quote on the back with our website. And when we go out in public, we all wear those shirts. We congregate together. You put more than three or four people in the small area wearing the same shirt in a public area, and you are going to get people to come to you and speak. But that also means that we all have to lose our inhibitions and our own fears. We no longer need secret agents. We don't need people that harbor this belief secretly. We are going to have to be the ones who get out and speak boldly and open our mouths and plant our feet and take a stand for this. That's what we've done here, and it's what's led to the growth of our movement, the mainstreaming of this issue here in Texas, and it's something that can be easily duplicated from state to state.
Daniel, I like what you're preaching, and I wish people would really take the lead that some of us are doing. Every time I go out in public, I am a human billboard. I wear T-shirts that advertise, whether it's in the Fed or whether it's a Second Amendment rights or whether it's a Don't Tread on Me shirt. Almost every time I go in public, I make a point of wearing a T-shirt with that, or a cap or whatever. Instead of wearing a stupid Nike cap, put on something that means something. Put on shirts, shoes, caps, whatever. Hand out bumper stickers. Hand out business cards. Hand out CDs, DVDs. Your signature of your email should be sending out messages. Every time you send out an email, at the bottom of your signature should be some kind of standard message saying, hey, in the Fed or Texas Nationalist Group, whatever.
And I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I want to make sure that the point is not lost here. If you're one person showing the message, then you're just one person showing the message to the outside world. It's a guy in a cool T-shirt. It's a guy with a cool bumper sticker. But when the public out there sees a group of people dressed in the same thing, saying the same thing, that is where the power is.
All of a sudden it becomes viral just by a handful of people doing it. Then other people say, well, what do they have going on there that I need to be part of?
Exactly.
That is key. So even if you're scattered among, say, if you go to a Tea Party event and 10 people scattered among that event, sometimes they see that message over and over and say, well, what does that shirt mean? It's just so important to get this volume and get this viral started.
Well, when we are invited to speak at events like Tea Party events, or we just decide to go to certain events, whether it be a local fair or a tea party event. We show up in a group. We show up wearing the same shirt, and that is the power. That is where the power is, because they're for these people. You have to understand the mindset of the people right now is that we are living in chaos, and it's difficult for them to process. And so it is unusual for them to see, given all of this noise that's going on, a group of freedom-minded individuals that have come together as a cohesive unit to do something, to say something, to live a certain way, to be a certain way. And that gains their attention, because it is a sea of calm in a storm of absolute chaos, and they respond to it. And that's where, if you're going to do this in another state, you've got to find, even if it's just you to start with, you find that one other person, or those two or three other people, or however many it is, and you get on the same page, and you do the same things, and you say the same things, and you make them repeatable, you make them duplicatable. And that represents a sort of alternative to what this engineered chaos that's coming out of the powers that be. And that's what we have to do.
And the only time you're supposed to do that is at a sporting event. You're not supposed to dress alike. You're not supposed to raise your voice. You're supposed to be by yourself. And they've had the Patriots program to believe that you're by yourself and that people are going to consider you a nut when you talk. Well, people are going to look at you and have a different reaction if you say something that's counter to what they've been programmed to, for sure. But you've got to break out of that mode. You have to start living this and start being this and start gathering in groups. And I think, really, the Ron Paul revolution really showed us we have some muscles that we can flex. If we come together, we work towards issues, even if we do it from different angles, different approaches, we had huge successes raising money, doing what have you for Ron Paul, but we were all going towards a common goal, even though we had 1,000 different ways to achieve it. We had a unity. And I think Sergey had a question that kind of leads up to showing us that exercising these muscles and flexing these muscles can have some successes and give us confidence.
Daniel, tell us how many people in your organization, how did you actually start it, and how many people you estimate you have now?
Well, the organization as it stands has over 250,000 members, and to understand where the Texas Nationalist Movement came from, you have to go back to 1995. Now, back in 1995, there was a lot of backlash going on against the federal government, and it manifested itself, as it often does here in Texas, in the form of people calling for Texas independence. Now, the organization, the group that got the most attention was the Republic of Texas. Many people know that story, but probably not as many as should know the entire story. But that was the one that had prominence. But what people don't understand is that there were many other smaller groups out there. So if things fell apart with the Republic of Texas in 1997, all of these groups began to kind of work. They were working toward independence, but in their own way. And so in 2002, a process was began to unify all of these groups together to do exactly what we were talking about a moment ago, which is make it into something that is cohesive, that is pursuing a single path and a single plan. And that's where the Texas Nationalist Movement was born out of. So we have a heritage or a legacy that goes back to 1995, but this is a very current manifestation of all of these independence movements that are doing it. And, you know, collectively, we all have this history, so we know what works, we know what doesn't work, and not just through theory or hypothesis, but through actual experience. We know what works, we know what doesn't work, and so we have really fine-tuned this machine to be very focused on a very specific issue and pursue that without fail, without stopping, and without even a lot of times taking a breath.
Well, this is a really good example, a great example, what you explained. It's how people with different opinions, different view on the same issue can be united, you know, and your movement really becomes so huge. It's 250,000 people. That is huge.
Huge.
Well, in the terms of what we're trying to do and in the terms of the previous history of different, you know, movements, and, you know, if you want to classify it all as the Patriot Movement or whatever, it's a really good size, and it could be more. You know, more of our people could be active. I'm not going to tell you that all 250,000 of these people are cohesive and they're ready to march when the bugle sounds or anything like that. But it's a start, and it's a nucleus and a nexus that we can build around. And I'll tell you this, to speak to your point, Sergey, about how people from different perspectives can come together and agree on things. One of my dearest friends in the world is Dr. Thomas Naylor. He is a professor emeritus of economics at Duke University. He's the founder of the Second Vermont Republic, which is the Vermont independence movement. And Dr. Naylor and I are dear friends, and we share a lot of things in common. As a matter of fact, a lot of the reasons, the core reasons why he wants Vermont to leave the Union are the core reasons that we want Texas to leave the Union and why so many other states want their state to leave the Union as well. But we approach it from vastly different, I say vastly different, approach it from different political philosophies, different paths, but that's really part of the journey. We refer to this often as a journey. And it doesn't matter what path we come down to it, as long as we can get to this agreement about independence. All of this political infighting, all of these differences that people have on policy are completely irrelevant if we do not have our independence. I mean, take a look at the Democrats and the Republicans right now in Congress. It doesn't matter who you elect in those positions, because at the flip of a switch, the other guys from the direct opposite viewpoint could come in and absolutely destroy everything that you worked for. So we're looking to get away from a system that says that it is okay for one group of people with one political philosophy to absolutely utilize the governmental authority to enforce their political, cultural, and economic worldview on another group of people and exercise that right of self-determination.
Very good, Daniel. We have another caller. We have actually a patriot down in Georgia. He's a regular caller. We have George in Texas. What do you have for us, George?
Good morning, Daniel. This is George from Sweeney.
I hear from you almost every day, George. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Figured it'd be a welcome voice.
Good thing about Texas independence, Texas independence is an umbrella for if you're Second Amendment, homeschool, private property rights, if you're in the agriculture business or a small businessman, Texas independence is a umbrella for all these factions to come together and to achieve the same goal. And, and I wish I can convince people to know that Texas independence is an umbrella. If you're, if you have the government breathing down your neck, federal government breathing down your neck, and you've got all the, and you're a rancher or small business person, you want to homeschool, you want to keep your gun rights, you want to keep free speech, Texas independence is the solution. Because right now, Washington's so far broken and fixed. If we got the right people in office, look what all we have to repeal. We got the 17th Amendment, the IRS, all these alphabet soup agencies. It would take a long time. If Texas independence was achieved, all that can be gone.
Yeah, the federal government, you're just feeding the same system, and I get so sick of hearing about what the federal government's doing and not doing. It's like, well, let's just make them irrelevant. We have to build our states up and our local communities up.
Well, there's no doubt, and, George and I have had this conversation on more than one occasion, and there's no doubt about it right now that if people want to continue to tilt at windmills, then they will continue to participate in the system with the federal government. I mean, one of the big things is nullification. Nullification has become very popular now as an alternative. But literally, if you look at the practical implementation of nullification, how do you nullify thousands upon thousands of unconstitutional laws, mandates, and agencies? Do we have the time to do that? Or do we just go ahead and get our independence and cut it all off in one fell swoop?
Ninth and Tenth Amendment, do it all. That says it all. And Daniel, really, the telltale to all this, if you look at Sheriff Richard Mack's case, if you look at the dissertation about that case, they basically laid out that the states had their rights and the federal government couldn't intrude on those rights. And I'm not sure why anybody hasn't taken that and ran with it.
Well, I'll tell you exactly why. It's all about, well, two reasons. First off, you know, there are too many hogs at the trough. The other is it's about the practical implementation. You know, making, you know, for example, there's a bill floating around the Texas legislature right now about nullification of Obamacare. And you know, it sounds good on its surface. The bill has teeth and everything else. But while that one is winding its way through the legislature, how many more unconstitutional laws, mandates, and agencies are they going to pass to replace it? This is it is literally, when we use the analogy of the United States being the Titanic, it is the closest analogy you could imagine. We are taking on water at such a rate that we cannot possibly bail it out by hand.
And we're coming up on a three-minute break. Hang in there, George, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we'll have a five-minute segment. So, your website, real quick.
TexasNationalist.com.
All right.
The things of today. How do you design it to wait?
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I said, now what would you say? I'll be calling you right
in short, because we have quite a bit to cover in the last 5 minutes. And Daniel, your website and your phone number, I have your phone number here, 800-662-1836. And your website is?
TexasNationalist.com.
TexasNationalist.com. And we discussed this several times on a break, but I want you to get it out over there so all the listeners nationwide know that they can start engaging in this process that you're starting in Texas or have started and are running with it now. So what are your ideas as far as spreading this movement?
Well, I've had several conversations with Dr. Naylor up in Vermont over the past few years. And one of the things that we're all running into is the fact that there are many other states out there, people in other states, that are wanting to do what we're doing here in their states, and they don't know where to get started. So we've helped some of them as much as we can. I mean, mostly with technical assistance. You know, what do we need to do for a website? Where do we get shirts printed? You know, where's a good place to get stickers? You know, we've done a lot of that kind of work. But what we're trying to do is, and what our plan is this summer we're going to hold a conference in San Antonio, and invite people to come in, from the various viable independence organizations. For example, ourselves, the Second Vermont Republic, the Alaskan Independence Party, and hold a conference for the purpose of those people that are in other states that want to begin this process in earnest, to come in and get the kind of assistance that they need. So we're going to be announcing that very soon. We're still working out a few little details on the venue and exactly who is going to be on the speaker's roster and what the workshops are going to be. But I encourage anyone that is out there listening, if you would like to attend a conference like this to begin this in your state, then drop us an email. If you go to TexasNationalist.com and go to the contact page, you can drop an email there under the Ask a Question and let us know that you would be interested in attending a conference like this. There's only 150 slots that we're going to have for this conference. So we need to make absolutely sure that we're going to have the kind of attendance that I believe that we're going to have, and we want to try to prioritize people from states that are really viable for this. So it's going to be chock full of information, and what we're hoping to do is see this rise up in all 50 states. Now, I don't believe that it will, because I believe that there are some states that are just so attached to the federal system that they do not feel that they are viable outside of it. But I will say this. I believe that by the time this is over with, our goal is to have viable independent/nationalist movements in at least 35 states.
Real quick, do you have a startup kit, kind of like as a brochure, as a CD, a DVD kind of guideline for starters? And also, please tell our listeners how they can listen to your broadcast.
Oh wow! Okay. Well, we've got we reach out via radio quite a bit. It's all on our website at TexasNationalist.com. We host programs Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturday mornings, and the dates and times are all on the website. But a lot of what we're doing now is interactive audio, video, and we are just out there spreading the message as much as possible.
Very good.
Very good.
In the closing statement, what would you like to say, real quick?
I'm sorry?
Any closing comments, Daniel?
Yes. For everyone out there, focus, be persistent, and keep the faith. Freedom and independence is not just an idea. It is our destiny. But it's only our destiny if we work for it and pursue it with absolute focus, absolute persistence, and only with the right amount of desire.
TexasNationalist.com and CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. And everybody, please have a good week and get in action.
Thank you for coming. Till next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel. You have a great day.